Section 2. A Small Miracle. There is a powerful lesson in classical music's revolution. Why, for so many years, were conductors so oblivious to the corruption of their snap judgments? Because we are often careless with our powers of rapid cognition. We don't know where our first impressions come from or precisely what they mean, so we don't always appreciate their fragility. Taking our powers of rapid cognition seriously means we have to acknowledge the subtle influences that can alter or undermine or bias the products of our unconscious. Judging music sounds like the simplest of tasks. It is not, any more than sipping cola or rating chairs or tasting jam is easy. Without a screen, Abby Conant would have been dismissed before she played a note. With a screen, she was suddenly good enough for the Munich Philharmonic. And what did orchestras do when confronted with their prejudice? They solved the problem. And that's the second lesson of Blink. Too often, we are resigned to what happens in the blink of an eye. It doesn't seem like we have much control over whatever bubbles to the surface from our unconscious. But we do, and if we can control the environment in which rapid cognition takes place, then we can control rapid cognition. We can prevent the people fighting wars or staffing emergency rooms or policing the streets from making mistakes. Thomas Hoving says, "If I was coming to see a work of art, I used to ask dealers to put a black cloth over it, and then whip it off when I walked in, and blam, so I could have total concentration on that particular thing. At the Met, I'd have my secretary or another curator take a new thing we were thinking of buying and stick it somewhere where I'd be surprised to see it, like a coat closet, so I'd open the door and there it would be. And I'd either feel good about it or suddenly I'd see something that I hadn't noticed before." Hoving valued the fruits of spontaneous thinking so much that he took special steps to make sure his early impressions were as good as possible. He did not look at the power of his unconscious as a magical force. He looked at it as something he could protect and control and educate, and when he caught his first glimpse of the Kouros, Hoving was ready. The fact that there are now women playing for symphony orchestras is not a trivial change. It matters because it has opened up a world of possibility for a group that had been locked out of opportunity. It also matters because by fixing the first impression at the heart of the audition, by judging purely on the basis of ability, orchestras now hire better musicians. And better musicians mean better music. And how do we get better music? Not by rethinking the entire classical music enterprise, or building new concert halls, or pumping in millions of new dollars, but by paying attention to the tiniest detail. The first 2 seconds of the audition. When Julie Landsman auditioned for the role of principal French horn at the Met, the screens had just gone up in the practice hall. At the time, there were no women in the brass section of the orchestra because everyone knew that women could not play the horn as well as men. But Landsman came and sat down and played, and she played well. "I knew in my last round that I'd won before they told me," she says. "It was because of the way I performed the last piece. I held on to the last high C for a very long time just to leave no doubt in their minds. And they started to laugh because it was above and beyond the call of duty. But when they declared her the winner and she stepped out from behind the screen, there was a gasp. It wasn't just that she was a woman and female horn players were rare, as had been the case with Conant. And it wasn't just that bold, extended high C, which was the kind of macho sound that they expected from a man only. It was because they knew her. Landsman had played for the Met before as a substitute. Until they listened to her with just their ears, however, they had no idea she was so good. When the screen created a pure blink moment, a small miracle happened. The kind of small miracle that is always possible when we take charge of the first 2 seconds. They saw her for who she truly was.